Captain Randall was from the secret arm of British intelligence. He made no bones about it. But wanting a pilot, a good pilot, to fly solo reconnaissance, a new project, very special.
Solo? Where?
Jerry asked warily. Spitfires normally flew in four-plane flights or in larger configurations. In formation, they could cover one another to some extent against the heavier Hinkles and Messerschmitts, but they seldom flew alone, by choice. I'll tell you that a bit later. First, are you fit, do you think? Jerry reeled back a bit at that, stung. What did this bloody boffin think he... Then he caught a glance at his reflection in the windowpane. Eyes red as a mad boar's, his wet hair sticking up in spikes, a fresh red bruise spreading on his forehead. Extremely fit, he snapped. In a true war story, if there's a moral at all, it's like the thread that makes the cloth. You can't tease it out. You can't extract the meaning without unraveling the deeper meaning. And in the end, really, there's nothing much to say about a true war story except maybe, oh. True war stories do not generalize. They do not indulge in abstraction or analysis. For example, war is hell. As a moral declaration, the old truism seems perfectly true, and yet, because it abstracts, because it generalizes, I can't believe it with my stomach. Nothing turns inside. It comes down to gut instinct. A true war story, if truly told, makes the stomach believe.